97.7. Joburg's hottest breakfast show.
Welcome, Reverend Shona. Thursday, we always have you on the show. Positive words in this tough life of ours at the moment.
Very challenging. And I've got a feeling you might be unhappy with me coming from
my
bad piece because I'm starting with a joke.
Oh, no.
I know Johnny will be happy.
Thank you very much, Reverend. Yes.
Give Shona a chance. You don't even know.
All right.
So Tony, yes. Paddy walks into a doctor's room.
Paddy, that's stereotyping. Okay,
with two burnt ears. And the doctor says, "What happened?" "Well," says Paddy, "while I was ironing, the phone rang. And I put the iron to my ear instead of the phone." So the doctor says, "Yes, okay. Well, that explains the one ear. What happened to the other?" And Paddy says, and it's a word I won't repeat, so I'll just say, "The person rang again."
Okay. To be sure.
So when we hear Paddy, as you said, stereotyping, we all think Irish, possibly Irish joke. So we identify Paddy with Irish jokes. Every time we say "I am," we are identifying ourselves fully with whatever we say next. Now, John and Sally were at a wedding on Saturday. I was the priest there. And this little flower girl came in before the wedding started, and the DJ looked at her. She was in a beautiful dress, and the DJ looked at her and said, "Oh, you look like a princess." And this little thing pulled herself up to her full height and said very indignantly, "I am a real princess."
Oh, brilliant.
So please note the "I am." She identified fully with being a princess. And she had this emphatic belief, obviously, that she was a princess. Now, I wonder how many times in a day you and I say, "I am." How are you? I'm good, I'm sick, I'm happy, I'm irritable, I'm angry. We're identifying fully with that emotion, and we need to be careful of that. In my family, I have fully Irish people through my sister. She married an Irishman. In fact, his mother didn't even speak English. She only speaks what she calls Irish, not even Gaelic. And they have lots of different expressions. They came to stay with us when my sister got married, and I was fascinated by the way they spoke. And I think I actually prefer it, and I was reminded of something that was sent to me the other day on Facebook. And they were saying that the Irish don't say, "I am sad." They say, "Sadness is upon me." Yeah. Now, there's a very important distinction, because you're saying that in another moment, maybe sadness won't be on me. Maybe happiness will be on me. They're not identifying fully with that emotion. And it's important for our minds. I think we don't understand how important our words are to our minds, especially in difficult times.
Yeah.
We need to be careful of the words we speak, because it shapes the way we feel and therefore the way we behave. David Suzuki takes it a little further and says, what we believe shapes the way we treat things as well. So if you were to believe, as some do, that mountains are deities, then you'll treat them differently from a person who sees them as a pile of ore. Or if you think of a forest as a sacred glade, you'll treat it differently from someone who thinks of it as timber.
Yeah.
So I think we just need to be very mindful of our words, especially today. Let's just see how many times we say, "I am." And see what that does to us and how we feel, and change the way we're saying it. Because I actually think it will change the way you experience the day, and therefore the way other people experience you. I hope you have a wonderful day. May God bless you.
Thanks, Shona.
Thank you, Reverend.
And you're going to be back on Sunday, Sunrise with Shona. What's going down on Sunday?
I'm looking at the fall of Jericho.
Okay. All right.
What that means.
Sunrise with Shona this Sunday at 6.
Joburg's hottest breakfast show. Weekday 6 to 9 on Hot 102.7.